Blackstone Audio presents American Blonde by Jennifer Niven. This book is read by Laura Hicks. Once upon a time, there was a town that didn't exist. Penelope Niven. Miss Red, White, and Blue, 1945 to 1946. 1. 6 days after setting sail from Scotland, my brother Johnny Clay and I stood pressed against the railing of the Grey Ghost. It was June 21st, 1945. We were only 2 of 15,000 passengers. Soldiers filled the upper decks, so crushed together that I was afraid I might have to jump overboard to breathe. The fog settled thick around our shoulders as we waited for the first sight of land. Ever since I was a little girl, growing up in my brother's shadow, it was important that I see things first. But this time, I decided to let him win. He needed to win, because the war had changed him. Every day, I looked at his face, searching for some trace of the boy I knew, my brother, my best friend, champion gold panner, rider of the rails, paratrooper. And sometimes he was there, and sometimes he wasn't. Today, he was somewhere in between, here one moment, and then gone again, like the sun on a cloudy day. Thanks to a German bullet, Johnny Clay would always limp. But he didn't mind this because all the best cowboys limped. The thing that troubled him more was the middle finger of his left hand, and the